Yeah, it's a struggle, Joe. A lot to discuss here. The ALCS postgame show on FS1 presented by Tubi. What a win for the Astros. Derek Jeter is here. Big Poppy is here. Alex Rodriguez is here. I'm Kevin Burkhardt. Here's Martin Maldonado, who, how do you guys keep on doing it, man? That was an unbelievable win. How did you do it today?
You know, we believe in the team that we have. You know, from, like Bregman said, from first day of spring training, you know, we didn't expect nothing less than the World Series, you know. And I know we had a grind. A lot of guys got hurt, injury, you know, early in the year, but a young guy stepped up.
Martin, you guys are incredible. First of all, congrats on the epic win. The guy that's magnificent, that all of us up here are in awe of, is Altuve. How does he do it? What did he do, and how did you see it?
Altuve is amazing. You know, it reminds me of Big Poppy. Those big moments for him. I don't think it's never a big moment for me. That guy is, you guys said it, the energy of our team. If he goes, we go.
MNN in the building. My boy. Man, let me tell you, I've been watching you guys for years. I'm not surprised. I'm not going to lie to you. What I saw tonight, I'm not surprised. What surprised me the most is how you keep calm that pitching staff. Talk to me about the relationship that you guys create in a clubhouse.
You know, we're like a family, Papi. You know, you play this game and, you know, you got to take care of the guys. You know, you got to ask him for a simple, hey, good morning, how you doing, how your days go. And they believe in what they can do. You know, they are, you know, every pitcher is different and they know what they got to do to get the hit out. And they, you know, I do my homework, but they have an execute pitch, and that's what they do, execute pitches.
You know, I think the mark of a great team is you always try to pick each other up. Justin Verlander's pitched so many great games for you over the years. Were you guys on the bench talking about picking him up? I mean, he really only had one bad pitch. Were you talking about picking him up on the bench there late?
Yeah, you know, JB is a guy that we believe, you know, he's going to give a chance to win. You know, like first game, we lost 2-0. The big hit didn't come in, but, you know, every time he's on the mound, we feel like we had a chance to win. And like you say, one bad pitch for 2-run homers. You know, the solo homer didn't bother me, but was a tough pitch on a bad location at the wrong time.
Martin, you were right in the middle, of course, with the brawl, with the benches clearing. What did Garcia say to you after he got hit by the pitch?
No, he said, hey, not like that, you know. And I said, bro, it's 2-0 game. We don't hit nobody, you know. We got a chance to come back in that game. And I know he's upset because he hit the homer the previous at bat, and he could have took it that way, but the worst thing he did was wake up the Houston Astros.
Hey, Rich! Hey, Dusty say you the coolest gangster in the clubhouse. What you have to say about that?
You know, Dusty, you give me all the confidence, man. You know, I've been studying all the play for the last 2 years, and he believed in me. You know, he gave me a chance to go out there every day, and, you know, he believed in what I can do behind the play. Especially with all the, you know, the stats that we have, and you know, I can be more grateful than for Dusty.
Martin, it was really impressive. You know, he was talking about how you keep everyone calm. My question to you: in such a heated moment, he got in your face there, and you stay calm when most people wouldn't be calm. What made you stay so calm? And I think that could have been a big difference for you guys.
You know, I know we got a chance to win the game, Alex. You know, we had a big guy coming up, and you know, the last thing I wanted just came out of the game right there. You know, especially I knew at the moment after the, you know, like I said, we wasn't trying to hit nobody, but I just got to stay in the game.
Talk to me real quick just a little bit about Preston. How good of a feeling is it knowing that when you guys have the lead late, he's going to come in and shut it down?
You know, he's been doing, I think this is the first thing straight. You know, he believes in what he can do. You know, like I mentioned the word believe. But that's what we are. We believe in what we can do. And, you know, Preston has been amazing for us, especially the last two postseason.
Hey, Martin, look in the camera and tell us, is it over?
One game at a time.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Oh, smart man. What a win for the Astros. Martin Maldonado, thanks for joining us. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
What a
thank
comeback
you.
Win for Houston. Martin, kind enough to join us today. I mean, an unbelievable
Mato!
Win for the Astros. Coming back at the end after the tensions fly and everything like that. And Altuve delivers again. And then what start there with Altuve? What can you say? He's one of the greatest postseason performers of all time, but, you know, you get in that spot, he goes down and gets it, hits it out, and everyone in this place is stunned.
First of all, you can't say enough amazing things about the big giant, Altuve. What I am shocked about was the pitch selection. It was a changeup. And only the 20th changeup Leclerc has thrown all year. His fourth pitch. And to the little guy, he played like a big guy today, Poppy.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we can talk about Altuve all night. I mean, he brings something every night to the table. Look at this at bat right here. Look at this pitch. Come on, man. I mean, we saw the same guy hitting a fastball up in the strike zone for the home run. Now he went almost below the knee with that pitch. That tells you how incredible of a hitter he is, DJ.
You know, the thing that amazes me about him is there's no one way to pitch the guy. You know what he reminds me of? I just thought about this now. Vladimir Guerrero. Now, obviously, they're two
Which
different
one? Senior.
Sides. Senior, yeah. They're obviously one 6 foot three, 6 foot four, mm-hmm. Altuve's 5 foot, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't pitch him. You pitch him in the strike zone, you pitch him out of the strike zone. They hit balls, they hit hard, they do damage, and it's astonishing when you see his size,
yeah.
But you see how much power he has.
There's a lot to digest here, so I'm going to throw a bunch of things out to react to, right? We could stay on for 3 hours tonight. We've got some drama. But you heard Maldonado about the brawl. You know, what that did is wake up the Houston Astros. So you had that, okay? And then you had the eighth inning when they ejected Abreu. They had runners on first and third, one out. They did not score. The Rangers did. Could have added to their lead. And then Presley, you know, gets out of that jam. He gets the first two guys hitting a lot of hit the entire postseason. A lot happened at the end of this game when it felt like a Rangers win was inevitable, Derek.
I tell you, the bottom of the eighth inning was huge. When you have a runner on third base and less than two outs in a playoff game with a two-run lead, you have to get that run in. It's a completely different game if you're in the top of the ninth inning and your closer's on the mound with a three-run lead. Then you can walk a guy. You should never walk a guy. You give up a hit, you give up a lead-up hit. No big deal. You give up a home run, you still have the lead. Two runs, three runs is a huge difference.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, it has been a lot of back and forth in between these two teams during the regular season.
Sure.
And towards the end of the game, Kevin, the adrenaline always pumped up. And I tell you what, in this situation, I think I agree with Martin, not trying to hit on a situation, in a game situation, because you can hit the bottom of the chaos. But I tell you what, when you wake up those guys, this is what ended up happening. I've been watching that for years. I mean, these guys, look at that. Look at that right there. I don't mind about what Garcia did right there. It's a big homer, big situation. We have seen this in the playoffs many times. I don't care about that. When you get it done in that situation, I don't mind. But then when you get hit like that, you start thinking, oh, that was on purpose.
Well, they had benches clear earlier this year, so exactly. It certainly looks like it was on purpose, even though Martin said it was not.
Well, you're going to have to say
of
it wasn't
course.
On purpose, right? Because what you don't want is any suspensions going into
of
Game
course.
6 of the ALCS.
Of course.
So, of course, you're going to say it's not on purpose. Abreu's hit three guys all year. Anytime someone gets hit, the team that wears it says it's on purpose. The team that threw it said it wasn't on purpose. Mm. It wouldn't make sense for him to hit him there, obviously.
Right.
But there's feelings, there's emotions involved in this situation.
I mean, look, you have to be 100% sure that that was on purpose. And I don't think the crew chief or anybody can really determine that. My what I'm wondering is if Garcia just goes to first, nothing happens, nothing gets thrown out. Is the reaction and then the domino effect after that?
And I get why Dusty got thrown out. He should have argued that.
Yeah. It's a tough call for the umpires. It really is. It's a very difficult call on a playoff game to decide to eject those two guys there. But you have to make a call, and you're basing it on the history. The other thing in this is this, Alex. Leclerc, who has had multiple inning saves plenty of times before, including in the postseason, he sat a long time. And then he comes out and allows the base hit, and then he chooses a changeup on a 3-2 pitch to Singleton, who had not had an at-bat in a month.
Yeah.
It was an interesting choice, but I just wonder if the layoff hurt him there because he was sitting for a long time during that brawl.
I have no problem with the base hit, Kevin. And look, you can always, you know, be Monday morning quarterback.
Sure.
But the 3-2 to Singleton, who hasn't had an at-bat in the Obama administration. And then the most surprising part is go with your fourth pitch to the hottest hitter on the planet, Altuve. I've always been taught, at the end, at clutch time, go with your very best. And that wasn't Leclerc's best pitch.
I absolutely 100% with you. I might be old school, but I like the closer that had two pitches. The hard fastball and a devastating break.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? When you give it up with your third or fourth pitches in that situation, I got a problem with that, DJ. I got a serious problem with that.
Yeah, you just leave yourself open to second guessing. You know, but once again, I can't say it enough. Three-run lead is much better than a two-run lead.
Yeah, the out that Presley got against Josh Jung, it was first and second, nobody out. Then ground ball, first and third, one out, got Jung, and then got out of the inning after that. It was monumental. And for Presley, a six-out save. Just consider, he hadn't allowed two hits in a playoff inning since 2021. He didn't allow a single hit all postseason, but he gets it done again. Let's hear from him now with Tom Verducci.
Woo! Thanks, Kevin. Ryan Presley, you've done this before, closing games in the postseason, but where does this one rank in terms of difficulty and the emotions of the night?
I mean, this one's up there. You know, obviously what happened in the eighth was completely unintentional. I mean, it's just a, you know, big moment. Ball got out of his hand, and, you know, it's unfortunate. Tempers flared a little bit, but, you know, we just try to calm each other down in the dugout and the bullpen and, you know, just try to go back out there and make good pitches and let the chips fall where they may.
Right, when Jose Altuve hit that home run, where were you? What was your reaction?
I was sitting on the bench and I just saw the ball leave and I was like, that's typical Dozy right there. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. And it's no surprise for us. You know, whenever he gets up to the plate, it's something special can happen. And, you know, he's just that kind of guy where just he lets the moment, doesn't let it get over too big. And, you know, he just goes out there and competes.
I know this is still fresh, but looking ahead, you're going home now with a lead in the series. How do you like your position?
I mean, obviously, when you go back home in front of your home crowd with the lead, that's always a good thing. So hopefully we can bring it home for them.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you, KB.
Yeah, you can see Presley still in game mode. Tom, thanks very much. I don't know. Maybe going home isn't a good. No one can win at home this playoff series. So I don't know. But it is amazing, Derek, you know, for Presley to go. He wasn't expecting to come in when he did. He gets six outs. And, you know, he gets Seager and Semmy, the two best hitters in that mix with two on. That was guts.
Yeah, they hit the ball real hard, both of them. But they look, Presley's been in that situation. Six outs are huge. What I like to see there was Justin Verlander celebrating after that Altuve home run. Yeah. It just goes to show you. I mean, look, he's picked those guys up time and time again, and tonight they picked him up.
And I got to tell you, Derek, Verlander was outstanding today with one mistake, and that was the story. But look, a little superstars and strategy here. You have Semien and Seager, first and second, no outs. I personally love the bunt. I know he hit a line drive, but at home especially, you got to tie the game and then maybe go into extra innings. Corey Seager hits a deep fly ball. It's a tie ball game. Hearts again, Monday morning, but I was saying that at the real time. I like the bunt.
And I got to say this, no question about it. Presley had the best heartbeat in those situations. This guy, when he's out there on that mound, he looked like he's playing catch with the catcher with nobody in the stadium. I mean, his heartbeat is so low. I mean, every pitch that he make is poison.
I mean,
this guy showed no fear, and that's what you need coming from a closer towards the end of the game.
Now flip this and imagine you're the Rangers. How do you deal with this? Well, let's start by hearing from the manager, Bruce Bochy.
Well, you have no choice in this game. You don't get punch in the gut. You're going to have some tough losses. These guys have been through it. They've done a great job of bouncing back all year, and I'm confident that they will. This was a tough one. No getting around it, but it's part of the game and what you have to deal with, and good clubs deal with it in the right way, and these guys, they'll put this behind them.
How, Alex? How do you put it behind you?
Three ways. Number one, good news, you're going on the road. Number two,
you're right.
You have Nathan Eovaldi. And number three, their offense broke out, and Garcia hit a huge home run. They got to Verlander. They battled to the ninth. They didn't lose this game. The Houston Astros won it with Altuve.
If you approach every single game like it's game seven, nothing changes. Nothing changes. You got to go home. You have Eovaldi on the mound. He's been a beast for them the entire postseason. He's a big game pitcher. You're going to start hearing the questions about Houston can't hit at home. They don't like to play at home. So got to forget it.
I tell you what, they have good chance of Eovaldi.
next game. They're going to have the Houston home crowd under their favor. They're going to be cheering for them because Houston can play really good at home. I think it's going to be different this time because of their mojo, their momentum. And this is the time where Houston know how to step in. But I think Texas have to get their Thunder out there scoring first.
And Astros, and I'm sorry, Poppy, and Astros should just wear their gray unis.
Gray, you go check into a hotel. Yeah. Don't go home. Don't even tell anyone when you're coming back. Go check in the hotel.
Is there like an Arlington hotel in Houston that they could stay in just to make it all feel like it's unbelievable? We'll see. It's all road teams in this series. Here's the Game 6 probables. Nathan Avaldi, who's been as big as you can be in the postseason. You see what he's done this postseason, right? But that's the guy you want on the mound if you're the Rangers. And Framber Valdez got roughed up his last start, but we know he's been in these big situations before as well. And so Texas wins the first two of the series, and Houston wins the next three here in Arlington, and they go home with a chance to wrap up another trip to the World Series on Sunday. From X, Altuve is the Derek Jeter of this generation.
El Capitan!
He is amazing, and he does it again. And the Astros, the defending champs, trying to go back to the World Series on Sunday night. More to do here, though, from Arlington after this. Welcome back to the ALCS postgame show on FS1, presented by Tubi. What a night. We wanted some drama. We got it in this Game 5. The Astros, with a Jose Altuve three-run home run in the ninth, erasing a deficit, giving them a 5-4 lead, and the Astros and Verlander and Brightman and company head back now, one win away from going back to another World Series. Just unbelievable drama here tonight. And so they win all three in Arlington. Well, we are here in Texas, so we figured it would be good to have a little cowboy hat fun. Poppy brought him in for us.
Are right? You putting the hat, Kevin?
Yeah, earlier
Woody!
Today.
Woody!
There you go.
You look like Woody.
Poppy said, I look like Woody from Toy Story, and I have to say, I kind of agree. You look like my man from Toy Story, Big Poppy, according to X. You know what? There you go.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Good.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Oh, my God. Whew. I can tell you this. It's probably the last cowboy hat I wear.
And you wonder why I didn't put it on.
I know. You were
no
smart.
No telling what's going to come out
he
of his
smart.
Mouth.
He just put it on the desk. There you go. For Derek and Poppy and A-Rod, I'm Woody saying we'll see you in Houston.
See you when I see you.
Sunday night.
Woody!